It's time for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill. On the phone with us this morning, Tom O'Rourke, the executive director of Hartley Nature Center, which took a pummeling up there on Woodland Avenue. Tom, I wish I'd had the opportunity when I talked to Dave Anderson, meteorologist Dave Anderson, a minute ago, to ask him why Hartley wasn't spared a little bit, because as you come off, you know, the top of the hill in the Woodland neighborhood, Hartley's kind of down in a valley. But Hartley really took a hit. Tell us about what it looks like down there.
Right. Yeah, well, I live on the other side of the park, the west side of the park, and that took less of a beating, I think, than Woodland. But still, you know, there's trees down everywhere. Almost every trail, at least that I've ventured out on and have heard about, has numerous downed trees. They're impassable. The Nature Center building, thankfully, didn't sustain any damage, but we have a yurt and a playscape and an amphitheater near the building in a stand of red pines, and most of those pines got leveled, and as a result, our yurt got leveled by multiple trees, and so there's just, like lots of people and lots of places in Duluth, there's damage, and it's going to take a while to assess and clean up.
Well, one of the things we talked about just a moment ago, I said, well, you know, is Hartley wood-powered at all? And you said, well, actually, yes, there's a wood stove in the yurt. So right. When the yurt is rebuilt, right. You can take the tree.
We have an unlimited supply of firewood now.
And you can take the tree that fell on it and cut it up and burn it in the stove.
Right.
So it's all kind of a karma sort of thing.
Well, I'd like to think we don't have, karma didn't bring about this event, you know. But I don't know. Woodland seemed to be anecdotally the epicenter of this storm, as you know.
Yeah, well, electricity is a good thing. Interestingly enough, when we were talking with Tom Casper yesterday about trees, and it was like, what is holding them in the ground? That it looks like there's nothing holding them in the ground. And he talked about when the time comes for people to look ahead and they're ready to start replanting, he recommended red maple, which is a hardwood, and also has a better root system, so it makes it a little bit more stable, and northern pin oak, which also makes, because it's got a long taproot, and it's also a hardwood and also a more stable kind of tree. But you probably know this, being a nature guy, but was it a shock to you to see how many trees just came up from the roots? Like, there was nothing holding them in place to begin with?
Right, especially, you know, the most shocking thing to me, I was an English major, Lisa, I'm not a tree expert, but white pines, you know, just these stately, huge white pines that got blown over like nothing. And like you said, the whole root system being pulled up. There were spots in Hartley, although, you know, we have such rocky soil that you can see that, you know, some of these trees got uprooted, but they were basically clinging to 3 inches of soil with rock underneath. So I guess it shouldn't be that surprising that 90-mile-an-hour winds took them out.
Now, obviously, a lot of folks are, you know, love Hartley. They recreate there. They want to spend a lot of time there. So they're excited about, hey, what can I do to help? I know that we talked about this a little bit yesterday. There are some rules and regulations and, of course, safety concerns. Are you going to need volunteers to help clean up? And how can people help if they want to do something?
Yeah, that's a great question. We've had a lot of people reach out to us, which has been wonderful. You know, right now the city and the Nature Center are still trying to assess the extent of the damage. We've closed our camps for the remainder of the week. The Nature Center building is still without power. So we're kind of focused on trying to get back in the building and clear the area right around us. But we're trying to formulate a plan to move forward. The extent of the damage is large. And so I think at some point, relatively soon, we will be putting the call out for volunteers. And hopefully people will have had enough time to clean their own backyard and to get, you know, chainsaw up the downed trees that they've had to deal with to be able to move on to the parks. Because, you know, our collective goal, the city and Hartley, is to get the trails cleared and the park open as soon as possible. But it is going to take some time.
You know, you had mentioned something interesting when you said that it was almost like a blowdown in spots. is it too early for you to have thought about whether or not you want to leave some of the trees where they are as a natural event and a part of the natural cycle, or whether it's a good idea, because Hartley is such a, it's kind of like this mini wilderness area. You want to leave the trees the way nature blew them down once the trails are cleared, or is it important to get them out of there?
You know, I think the main focus will be clearing the trails, and then, you know, there were trees that came down, and then there were a lot of trees that were uprooted and are now leaning against other trees. And so I think it'll be a matter of trying to assess those things that are hazardous and that could fall. But I imagine, you know, in the untrailed sections of the park, that a lot of the stuff is just going to be left as is, partly by necessity because there's so much stuff down. But, yeah, I mean, it's the pine stand by the Nature Center building. If you've ever been up to the, if you were up to the Boundary Waters after the 99 blowdown, I mean, it looks eerily similar in that whole section is just seemingly got leveled. So,
and there was concern, and there has been concern about the downed trees being really a fire danger. And I don't know whether that's as much of an issue in the middle of a city, in a city park where you would like to think that people are not being irresponsible with fire or lighting fires to begin with. But
right. Well, I think, you know, a lot of these forests, Hartley and elsewhere, that are typically unmanaged, you know, there's a fair amount of down wood to begin with. So this adds to it, but I don't imagine it increases the fire danger all too much.
Well, just think of all the cool things you'll be able to build. You've got access to plenty of wood, at least, and that will be helpful. So power came on back up in Woodland yesterday, so let's hope that the Nature Center's not far behind on that.
Yeah, well, and a big thank you to all those Minnesota Power crews and crews from all over who've been scrambling to get the system back up and running. So
yeah, the fella came over yesterday evening, and he said, could you do me a favor? Could you check and see if you have electricity? I said, can I do you a favor? Are you kidding me? You got the favor thing all wrong. You're the one doing me a favor. And then he said, thank you very much. I said, oh, no, thank you very much.
Right. Yeah, it's been amazing to see the response. So we'll be back up and running soon, knock on wood.
And there's plenty of the wood to knock on, Tom.
Yeah, right.
You stay in touch with us, and we'll stay in touch with you because we want to make sure that we let folks know what's going on with Hartley. Tom, thanks again so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Tom O'Rourke is the executive director of the Hartley Nature Center. It's closed for the rest of the week. No power to the main building yet, and they're still assessing, try to get the trails cleared. Hartley really took a drubbing in that storm last week. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible in part by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items.